A better answer might be one implicit in Robert Temple's book, The Genius of China, a history of Chinese science and technology, published in 1998. According to Temple, the Chinese invented the moldboard plow by the 3rd century BC. Made of cast iron, the plowshare was shaped like a V, with the blade carving into the ground and the two arms arcing away like gull wings. Because the arms were curved, they turned the earth away from the blade, which both reduced friction and more effectively plowed the soil. The moldboard is the curved plowshare. The name comes from mold, the old German word for soil. The design of the moldboard plow seems so obvious that it seems incredible that Europeans never thought of it. Until the Chinese-style plow was imported in the 17th century, farmers in France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and other states labored to shove what amounted to a narrow slab of metal through the earth. The increased friction meant that huge multiple teams of oxen were required, whereas Chinese plows could make do with a single ox, Temple explained. The European failure to think up the moldboard, according to science historian Teresi, was as if Henry Ford designed the car without an accelerator, and you had to put the car in neutral, brake, and go under the hood to change speed. And then we did this for 2,000 years. European agricultural production exploded after the arrival of the moldboard plow. The prosperity this engendered was one of the cushions on which the Enlightenment floated. So inefficient, so wasteful of effort, and so utterly exhausting was the old plow, Temple wrote, that this deficiency of plowing may rank as mankind's single greatest waste of time and energy. Millions of Europeans spent centuries behind the plow, staring at the blade as it ineffectively mired itself in the earth. How could none of them have thought of changing the design to make the plow more useful? The complexity of a society's technology has little to do with its level of social complexity, something that we, in our era of rapidly changing, seemingly overwhelming technology, have trouble grasping. Every society, big or little, misses out on obvious technologies. The lacunae have enormous impact on people's lives. Imagine Europe with efficient plows, or the Maya with metal tools, but not much effect on the scale of a civilization's endeavors, as shown by both European and Maya history. The corollary is that widespread and open trade in ideas is the best way to make up for the lacunae. Alas, Mesoamerica was limited in this respect. Like Europe, it was an extraordinarily diverse place with a shared cultural foundation. But where Europe had the profoundly different civilizations of China and Islam to steal from, Mesoamerica was alone in the world. Or seemed to be, anyway.